Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. There's our man, B.B. Shay.
What's up?
Good to see you in here today.
See you.
I think we owe B.B. Shay an apology.
Do we?
Oh, Lord.
Well, he said the group text.
Oh, that's right.
Name change. Right, yeah. I laid all the blame at your feet.
I did too.
Just because of the preponderance of evidence, you being the newest member of the group.
Mm-hmm.
None of us had ever seen fit to change the name or knew how.
Yeah. I was going to say, I may be the only one who knows how, but I did not do that.
And Biggie didn't either, and you know what?
No. Yeah.
It's old Dave Aiken.
That leaves old Weatherman.
That's what I'm thinking.
Old Weather Dave.
Because I know one day it was just popped up there. I'm like, oh, that's nice.
Well, you know what I thought? I thought my wife did it because I thought you had to do it for yourself. I didn't know you all were seeing it. I thought she had done it for my phone only.
Oh, okay.
You know, doesn't it make more sense? Because let's say you called it, like, what did you say earlier? Gay fairies or something.
Poop stains.
Yeah, yeah. Old lesbians, whatever, you know.
Douche nozzle.
Chris
Kelly. Ooh, douche canoes.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Right. It's like, well, why should I be subjected to see that if that's what you call it? But that's the way it is. You know, I didn't know that.
Yeah, one person controls it,
everything.
The group.
Yeah.
Does your wife have a lot of stuff to do on your phone?
Well, Chris Dim asked.
It's a good follow-up.
Yeah.
Good follow-up. So we were on vacation when it happened for us. And my wife had used my phone to take some photos and videos and stuff like that. And so once in a while, like on the beach, then the text started coming in. I was like, oh, she must have changed this, seeing that it needed updating and changed it. Because she does that.
Okay.
She'll look at my apps and go, no, you don't need that one. You don't need that one. That kind of thing.
Good for her, man.
I love strong women in my life.
I can see that.
Golly.
I have to have strong women in my life. And at the gym, another good example. I have strong women in sports bras telling me what to do. And
bossing you around for an hour, and you pay for it.
Oh, God, I love it. A pretty penny, too. A pretty penny. And I love it. I like to be bossed around like that. Which brings us to our next point. 3 or 4 weeks ago, you had posted online, here I am at the gym, getting it done. Biggie said, have you been back?
I think I went once or twice after
that. Okay. All right. Well, that's good.
Well, I mean, no. The post was, I think I ran for like 12 seconds, 0.01 miles.
Mm-hmm.
And my whole thing was, you know, I'm regressing, not progressing.
Oh, I see. Okay.
You know,
yeah,
putting in the minimal effort.
Okay, right.
You know,
that's
pretty much how I do it in my life.
Okay.
Putting in the minimal effort.
You're like my son. You put in the minimal effort.
I'm at the gym, not doing much, but right. I'm here, you know.
One time I went to that same gym years ago. This is about 15 years ago. I used to take a little nap before I'd go in there. And
sometimes the nap would expand.
That's it. And I had a big Chick-fil-A meal before I went in. Fell asleep for about an hour in the parking lot of the gym. Got up and went,
Not today.
Yeah. I can't do it.
We'll start this tomorrow.
Yeah. It's just like, I just can't do
it. Does your gym have tanning bed, massage chairs?
You can pay extra to get those, but I just do the base.
Yeah.
I just do the base 10. I don't even see it come out of my account.
You're $10 a month.
Guys. Yeah.
It's good if you can make
it. I've been thinking about upgrading, but I don't go enough to necessitate that.
That would be like more like 20 a month.
It would be.
The tanning bed and all of that.
And you can go to any of their locations that you want, but now I'm just limited to this one.
Oh, I see.
Right, I see. Okay. Why don't you come with me today?
Oh, God. Why
don't you get a burn on?
Forgot my gym clothes. I'm going to be running in this.
Oh, you don't want to wear that?
No. This isn't proper attire.
I have extra in the car for you. I can get you some. Let's go today and get a burn on, you and me, and see what happens.
I'll pray about it.
All right.
Good call.
I knew it would be Jesus.
Pray about it. See what I'm going to ask you what Jesus said. Now, tomorrow when we're in here, we're going to see what Jesus had to say.
Okay, gotcha.
Let's go to Justin, who's on this line to play the Big Money Celebrity Match Game. No Red Rachel today. It's just match three for a perfect score. Justin, you can choose first. Would you like A, B, C, or D?
I'll take C.
C, it is. All right, listen closely now, and everybody will write down what they think fills in the blank to this one. Selma said, no more dates with Irving. I don't mind that he works in a deli, but instead of hair tonic, he rubs blank in his hair. Think about it, and everybody write down the answer. Selma said, no more dates with Irving. I don't mind that he works in a deli, but instead of hair tonic, he rubs blank in his hair. Go through it. Write down your answers. I used to use the gel in my hair. I gave it up.
No.
I know.
I'm kidding.
I just...
That picture of you on the couch in your vacation.
Oh, did you see? Yeah,
look at that hair.
I just saw this picture a second ago. Oh, my God. How did that happen?
It almost looks like that dude in Vietnam getting shot in the temple.
It kind of does, actually. Wow. That, the resemblance.
That's a famous photo.
Yeah. Holy cow.
I think his mouth was doing the same thing,
yeah,
too.
I think so, too. Oh.
My God.
Is this the Tet Offensive or a man on vacation?
Well, we just passed the 50th anniversary of the interview.
Exactly.
Should have posted that.
Recreating famous scenes from the war.
Sleeping or dead?
That's right. Well, it's hard to say, really, isn't it? And if you look closely, you'll see the dog and my yogurt container and my Diet Coke cans. Like, there's a really
not a jack rag.
No, no, not a jack rag.
That's a yogurt.
These are paper towels for my yogurt container. That's right. Selma said, no more dates with Irving. I don't mind that he works in a deli, but instead of hair tonic, he rubs blank in his hair. Justin, what do you say?
Baloney.
Baloney in his hair. Let's go to Biggie.
Mayonnaise.
Yeah. I was thinking more of that kind of thing. Yeah. Christian.
I don't think that bologna is going to give you the hold that you need. I said a spicy mustard.
Spicy mustard. Ooh. I was thinking more like a gel type. BB Shea.
Oil and vinegar.
Oil and vinegar. That's a good one, too. Those are all good. Do you get oil and vinegar on your sandwich?
No. I like my sandwiches as dry as possible.
Really?
I barely get any sort of lubricant on there.
Really?
Yeah.
My God. That's horrible. I love oil and vinegar. It's the best.
Hard pass.
Yeah.
Light mayo, maybe a mustard. That's about
that's
it.
Yeah, that's all you need. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love that oil and vinegar.
And dry cheese.
I love. What about the... you know, the, what do they call it? Like the spices, you know, that they sprinkle on top of
it. Oh, like a salt and pepper?
Salt and pepper. Yeah.
Spices? No, not really.
Like oregano?
Oregano? No.
Nothing.
Okay. Dried basil?
No.
I do a dried basil.
Thyme?
Yeah, I'll do all of it. I'll do all of it.
God, y'all are out here just dry balling everything.
Yep.
How do you, I bet it just sucks all the juices out of your mouth.
Out of it. Right out of it. Terry's on the line to play. Hello, Terry. How are you?
Good. How you guys doing?
Great. Thanks. You can have A, B, or D. Which would you like?
A.
A it is. All right. Listen closely. And you didn't need one to take the lead. Three is a perfect score. Muggsy's made a he's reappearing today. He was in yesterday, too. Muggsy said, I went to the world's toughest school. Instead of clapping erasers together, we used to clap blanks together. Muggsy said, I went to the world's toughest school. Instead of clapping erasers together, we used to clap blanks together. Think about that, Terry. Write down your answers. Nobody claps erasers anymore. There are no erasers, right? It's all there's no chalk. It's all smart board now.
Well,
and dry
erasers. Yeah, you don't clap
them. But you don't clap them. In the old days, it was chalk, and you had to clap those together. I think chalk sales are down, except for the sidewalk chalk.
Sidewalk chalk is huge.
That is big.
That's big, yeah. Muggsy said, I went to the world's toughest school. Instead of clapping erasers together, we used to clap blanks together. All right. Everybody in? BB Shea, you in?
Yeah.
You're laughing. You're thinking about the photo.
Oh, yeah.
Wait a minute.
I'm going to dream about it tonight.
He's erasing them. Did you put that up in like a caption of this?
I did, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Great. I can't look at that.
No, you shouldn't.
I'm not going to look at that. That's really bad. Even my sunglasses photo got a lot of hate, so you can imagine.
Oh, yeah, this one's much more.
It's even worse, I know. Okay, Terry, to you. Muggsy said, I went to the world's toughest school. Instead of clapping erasers together, we used to clap blanks together. What do you say?
Heads.
Heads. We're clapping heads. Biggie.
Guns.
Guns. Kristen.
I might need a judge's ruling. Sissies.
I don't know. I don't think so. Sissy's a good answer.
Yeah.
Is it? But it's people. I mean, it could be heads.
But he said heads. Like, that's more specific.
Too specific. It's close, though.
I'm sorry.
BB Shea.
I was thinking more of Biggie. I put Glocks.
Oh, Glocks. Yeah, guns or Glocks would have gotten you two there. Ah, boy, Sissy's is close. All right, we go to Colton, who's on the phone to play. We need at least one, or we could have a four-way tie at zero. Justin's hanging on here, trying for that. Colton, and Terry is too, would you like B as in boy or D as in dog?
I'll take D.
D it is. All right, listen closely now. Everybody write down your answer to this. Captain Hook lost his blank on the poop deck. All right, Captain Hook lost his blank on the poop deck. Y'all familiar with Captain Hook? Captain Hook lost his blank on the poop deck.
Did the gator that ate his hand have a name in the book, in the story? Or is it just a gator?
I think it's just a gator.
Didn't have a clock in his belly?
He did, yeah.
That's how he knew he was coming?
Yeah, that part I remember. I don't think it had a name.
No, just
I don't
gator.
I so either.
Because he knew it was the same one.
Mm-hmm. Who are the principal? It's Captain Hook, Peter Pan, Tinkerbell.
Wendy.
And Wendy.
The girl.
Yeah,
Wendy.
I'd forgotten her
name.
The main
girl.
Recently, well, Kristen and I do this little brain teaser called Connections, and you have to match four like items. And Wendy was one of them. It's a Peter Pan thing. And I was like, is that the girl's name? I had to think about it. I wasn't sure if that was her name. It is. Captain Hook lost his blank on the poop deck. Is everybody in? All right. We're going. Oh, he hung up. Colton just hung up. That's another day where somebody just gave up before he said.
Mid-match.
Right in mid-match. Biggie.
I said his hook.
Chris Tim.
His ass.
Baby Shay.
Virginity.
All good answers.
I feel one of those probably would have matched.
You know, everybody's hung up except Danny. He's the last. Danny, you're going to win.
What the hell's going on?
What?
You can't lose.
Let's see. Justin got zero. He hung up. Terry got zero. He hung up. Colton didn't even answer. This game is going down the tubes.
In the world.
What a metaphor. The bosses are here in suits today. I don't know if you've noticed that.
Oh, God. Are they really?
Yeah.
Oh man. I got to go.
Oh, God. What do they know?
Yeah.
What's going on? Danny, you're going to win this game, but we're going to have to make you go through the motions. Okay? Are you ready?
All right.
Yep. Listen close. I think you can get a match anyway. Just as Prince Charming kissed Cinderella, the fairy godmother sneezed and accidentally turned him into a blank. Just as Prince Charming kissed Cinderella, the fairy godmother sneezed and accidentally turned him into a blank. Think about that. Everybody writes down their answer. One, and you're a winner. Don't hang up. Hold on. We're going to wind up giving you a prize, I think, then. That's going to make Justin, Terry, and Colton mad. They could have played four-way tie at zero, maybe. Okay. Everybody's in. Danny, you just need one. Just as Prince Charming kissed Cinderella, the fairy godmother sneezed and accidentally turned him into a what?
Frog.
Frog for the win.
Woman.
I had my finger hovering over the bell. I had to switch to the buzzer.
All right.
Kristen.
Woke lib.
Woke lib.
Oh, man. Dang.
BBC. She didn't consent.
Some woke
lib. It's problematic.
Yeah. That's right. BB Shay, if you let me down here, don't say frog.
I swear,
man, you're going to be in trouble. What's the answer?
Horny toad.
Hey!
Yeah.
Close enough. Yeah. We're giving it to him.
Close enough.
That's a winner.
Danny won because his phone works. Didn't drop the call.